for us today. There are numerous ways we can evangelize corporately, as a body, and individually. Now, each of us has a sphere of influence, and each of us is able to identify someone within their sphere of influence that does not know the Lord. Now, you may not know how to show someone how to be saved or by the Bible, or as the Southern Baptists call it, the Romans Road. But simply sharing Christ, how he has done something for us, is a very, very powerful witness. Now, on the other hand, we can make it a priority to learn the scriptures appropriate to show to someone when they would like to accept Christ. There is possibly no greater feeling, I know there hasn't been for me, than to lead someone to the Lord and make the most important decision in their life. Corporately, we're witnessing as a church body. Social media is a vast mission field. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, etc. Now, this is a way to reach people who do not attend church. Inviting our friends into discussions about social issues with a Christian message is a way to reach out to our community. Now, I would like to stress here that building relationships and demonstrating God's love before we invite people to our church is an important aspect of ministry. What if once a week we reached out to our local community groups, and what if we were to wear t-shirts with a slogan such as "It's not about me" or "Hands and feet" or some other slogan that we would pick? And what if the back of that t-shirt had Robertsville but in little bitty characters? What if we gave our time and our money and our efforts and pour into those people that the kingdom of God be advanced? For example, coming alongside a refugee families, getting active in local events with the intent on being a blessing to our community, engaging our community, coming from a place of service. We can help our neighborhoods and our workplaces, such as moms groups, recreational activities, or any groups that we can begin to claim for Christ. Our ultimate purpose for our community is academic growth, to know the truth, spiritual growth, becoming more like Christ, social growth, relationships with others, and emotional growth or heart changes. We're going to start with academic growth. Of these four stages of growth, this is the beginning of a person's knowledge of Jesus Christ. The new believer is like a baby. And the Bible tells us we need the milk of the word before we can dine on the meat. So one aspect of our discipleship is the importance of helping new believers understand and apply the word of God to their lives. This will eventually result in a new believer's class to familiarize people with the fundamentals of the faith. The next one is spiritual growth. Spiritual growth comes through nearness to Christ. How this is accomplished is often through the reading and the studying of his word. New believers should be encouraged to read the Bible daily. There is no substitute for time spent with God. It is the main way that he speaks to us. When a new believer comes into our body, it is our desire that a more seasoned person of our church be assigned that convert in order to bring him or her into a closer relationship with Christ. The best teaching is by example, so we need to examine ourselves before committing to this important work. Social growth. Relationships with those in the new believer's family, the church body, and work life are an important part of the spiritual work of Jesus. Old ways of thinking or worldly beliefs and superstitions need to be replaced by the truth of the Bible. Wisdom imparted from the Bible has biblical ways of behavior for marriage, family life, friendship, work life, community, and relationships. These behaviors should not only be modeled, but taught to the new believer. Emotional growth. We were all spiritual children at one point. Our growth did not happen overnight. Just as a small child takes years to grow into an adult, the same is true of the new believer. Likewise, emotional maturity may take some time to develop also. And some key components of that are taking responsibility, showing empathy, owning our mistakes, recognizing and accepting needs, and setting healthy boundaries. As we all know, a person's level of maturity has more to do with their emotional intelligence or the way they choose to respond to a challenging situation, rather than their age. Even full-grown adults can have a low maturity level. That's why you may see a much younger person who seems wiser than their years. When we're walking alongside new believers, we will have many opportunities to point out the principles of the Bible about taking responsibility, owning mistakes, etc. It's important to affirm those things that we see them doing right, but it's also as important to direct them in the way that is right when they are doing something the opposite. But remember that all things done in love and humility will be more likely to be accepted. The three main things we will strive to accomplish are serve first, then share, then disciple. Now, this is somewhat of a different model than most churches approach evangelism, but Robertsville is not most churches. We seek first to be like Jesus. And in a famous quote of his that we are all familiar with, Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus showed us that serving others and humility go hand in hand. Philippians. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Jesus knew his secret about serving. When we serve others unselfishly, looking out for their interest and being interested in them and in their lives, the door will open easily for sharing. When we know someone deeply, their hearts are made softer, and we can share the gospel without fear. Now, many of us may have grown up in a church where they knocked on doors and invited people to church. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to say that up front. But I will say this. Human beings are naturally averse to someone they do not know knocking on their door and maybe sharing something that is totally foreign to them. They're more likely to shut down and close the door to someone they do not know personally. Our goal is to serve the world, starting through our own Oak Ridge community. In closing, we will be sharing a class in the future called Becoming a Disciple Maker, Discipleship 101. And in it, we will go into more detail about how to become a disciple maker. I will also be holding a class on sharing the gospel of your testimony and sharing the gospel with your Bible. Also in the future, I will be holding a class on evangelism and overcoming arguments and objections. And in that one, I will be sharing a handout about the many ways we can begin evangelizing right now. Pastor Brian can share more with us about Robertsville's vision to connect with our nearest neighborhoods. So I will turn it over to him right now.
Thank you, Diana, for that presentation this morning. And it's more than a presentation. It's really God's call to us to join him in this work of making disciples. I was with a group of pastors this past week, and this theme of making disciples who make disciples, it's not just something that we're talking about here. We're kind of catching up. We may be showing up late to the party, but there's already people there. And that language of making disciples who make disciples is taking root in the hearts and the lives of many congregations. Added to that is making disciples who make disciples and planting churches that plant churches. And so there's a whole world out there of what God is doing. And so we're getting started with Jesus' invitation to him to begin this journey of disciple making. Diana, thank you so much for sharing. We look forward to how the Lord's going to equip us in the future in this area. Thank you so much. We come to the end of our time together today, and we're going to sing a song to kind of end our time. It's a time for us to reflect and respond to what we've heard today. So Josh, you come and lead us.